This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even as the economy attempts to move forward in the pandemic recovery, some trends from the pandemic are sticking around. Cookbooks got extra popular in the first 2 years when many of us were stuck at home, and those sales have dropped off a bit since then. They are still strong. We bought more than 20 million cookbooks last year, according to the market research company, the NPD Group, and among the books on the New York Times bestseller list this week are Go-To Dinners by Ina Garten and Simple One-Pan Wonders by Jamie Oliver. Marketplace's Samantha Fields whipped up the story for us.
In her little kitchen in Baltimore, Leslie Gray Streeter is standing in front of her gas stove holding a cookbook.
So in a heavy saucepan, melt the butter over high heat. Onion, mushrooms. Okay,
Streeter writes a column for the news site The Baltimore Banner, and in early January, she shared her New Year's resolution: cook at least one thing from every single cookbook she owns.
I had said there were 45. I think there's 47, actually.
And she hadn't been using most of them.
I probably was regularly using 3, 4.
But since she made the resolution, Streeter has already cooked recipes from 28 different books. Today,
we are cooking from the Sarah McLachlan Plenty cookbook.
Yes, that Sarah McLachlan, the singer.
Wild mushroom risotto with asparagus, although we're not using asparagus because I don't have any.
Instead, she's using mushrooms and onions.
So that's onions. Now I'm going to chop the mushroom. And then we're going to rinse them off real quick.
Cookbooks have always been a pretty strong category for the U.S. book market.
Kristen McLean analyzes the book industry at the NPD Group. She says cookbook sales fluctuate a little year to year, but they're generally stable, around 20 million or so. What changes more is what kinds of cookbooks people are buying.
In 2020, after the pandemic arrived, we saw a very sharp uptick in certain types of cookbooks, including cookbooks on the basics for cooking for yourself, cookbooks on bread baking, cookbooks a little bit later on cocktail making and other types of like in-home entertaining.
Today, it's a completely different list.
Now the emphasis is really on quick and easy, single pot dishes, the type of thing you would expect if people were having to integrate cooking back into very busy lives.
And for people with busy lives, cookbooks can be less overwhelming somehow than scrolling endlessly on your phone.
I think people are just tired of deciding what to make for dinner.
Paula Forbes writes cookbooks and a cookbook newsletter called Stain Page News.
And if you have a cookbook, you can browse it. You can flip through it and you see what catches your eye, see what sounds tasty on that particular day, and you make it.
And if you end up liking the chicken with miso, ginger, and lime recipe on page 230 of Otto Lenghi's Simple, chances are you might also like the pork with ginger, green onion, and eggplant on page 231.
I think of a cookbook as like an album, right? Like the individual recipes on blogs and things, those are singles. But when you have the cookbook, you have an album. And if you like one of the songs in the album, you're probably going to like another song in the album.
For Leslie Gray Streeter, there's also just something about print that she loves.
Something about having a cookbook and putting it on your counter and maybe flour on your hands and olive oil on your fingers and just the archival record that comes with touching paper.
This recipe she's cooking today, mushroom risotto, she hasn't cooked in a long time.
Okay, so next we're going to put a little more broth and a little more rice in.
20 years ago, she used this Sarah McLachlan cookbook a lot.
You can see the stains on it. And it reminds me of the first home that I have and the first time that I hosted Thanksgiving. And I just remember those things when I use this. Okay, broad strokes, figure eight pattern. Yes, yes, yes.
She also loves the idea that one day she'll be able to pass these cookbooks on to her son with their history, oil stains, and all. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.